The fifth trade policy review of Bangladesh has offered us a good opportunity to deepen our understanding of recent developments in and challenges to its trade, economic, and investment policies. Since the last review in 2012, Bangladesh's initiatives to further integrate into the multilateral trading system and take advantage of the opportunities it offers have been greatly appreciated. Indeed, more than 150 advanced written questions submitted by 16 members and the 30 delegations that took the floor during the first day underlined the importance attached by members to Bangladesh's trade and investment policies and practices. I would like to thank the Bangladeshi delegation led by the Honorable Minister of Commerce, Tipu Munshi, for its active participation in this exercise. I would also like to thank our Honorable Discussant, His Excellency Stephen Lebar, Ambassador of Canada, for his insightful remarks, and all the delegations that took the floor for your valuable contributions to this review. Members did commend Bangladesh for the strong economic performance enabled by prudent macroeconomic management. Robust GDP growth over the period under review has allowed the reduction of poverty and the improvement of other social indicators, as well as enabling Bangladesh to cross the World Bank's threshold for lower middle income countries last 2015, and to be on track to graduate from LDC status by 2024. Members did commend Bangladesh for implementing several policies, including Vision 2021 and Vision 2041. The National Industrial Policy 2016, Export Policy 2018 to 21, and for efforts in areas of regulatory reform, taxation, and improving the business environment, including the One-Stop Shop Act and promoting trade facilitation. On the other hand, members also stressed that in order to keep the growth momentum and address post-LDC graduation challenges, Bangladesh would have to engage further in ongoing reforms to enhance the diversification of its economy and the competitiveness of its industries, as well as improve its business environment and fiscal conditions. Members praised Bangladesh for the strong support and active participation by it in the multilateral trading system, as well as for its role as a prominent coordinator for LDCs at the WTO. Bangladesh was also commended for expanding its WTO commitments, including through ratification of the Trade Facilitation Agreement. Bangladesh was encouraged to consider joining the WTO Government Procurement Agreement as an observer and to participate actively in the joint statement initiatives on e-commerce, investment facilitation, MISMIS, and women empowerment, as agreed by ministers at MC11 in Buenos Aires. Members also noted Bangladesh's record of WTO notification, due in part to administrative constraints, and encouraged the strengthening of efforts in this area with assistance of the Secretariat and furthering regulatory transparency. Bangladesh's participation in several RTAs was also noted, and its ongoing efforts with various negotiations. Members congratulated Bangladesh for its achievements in trade facilitation, including the implementation of the Authorized Economic Operator System, as well as measures to make customs formalities and procedures simpler, more transparent, and more efficient, including through the Customs Modernization Action Plan 2013-17 and plans to establish a national single window for traders by end of 2021. However, despite praise for the use of mainly ad valorem tariff rates, there is some concern raised regarding the overall gap between the simple averages of bound rates and MFN applied rates, and the lack of predictability that this gap could lead to. Consequently, Bangladesh was encouraged to find ways to provide more certainty to importers and traders and consider taking tariff liberalization action. Some members have appreciated efforts in implementing the regulatory and institutional framework for competition policy as well as for strengthening its IPR protection legislation. There were other issues also raised by certain members, and these include climate change vulnerability, efforts at improving worker safety, diversification of the economy, and encouraging privatization policies to further privatization, though there is some disagreement as to the level of the private sector inclusion in the economy. Expansion of special economic zones, power generation capacity, transport infrastructure development, regulatory guidelines for pharmaceuticals and medical devices, and support to the textile sector. And of course, on the development of the ICT sector, which is a priority program of the government. There was also comments on liberalization of trade in services and challenges to the banking sector. The above are some of the key issues emerging in our discussion. I hope that the Bangladeshi delegation will take into account and further reflect on these issues and on the many constructive comments, both broad and detailed, that it has received during this review. Finally, I would like to thank all those that participated in our discussion, and I do look forward to receiving the further answers from Bangladesh to outstanding questions within the 30-day period required by our rules, at which point the review will have been successfully concluded. May I extend my personal congratulations and thanks to Minister Tipu.
Thank you.
And my congratulations to the Bangladeshi delegation. And of course, I think and hopefully indeed be able to visit Dhaka in the near future. The meeting is now adjourned. A very good morning to all.